Kidnapping is on the long list of charges that prosecutors in Las Vegas filed against O.J. Simpson today. He's in jail for allegedly leading an armed assault on some sports memorabilia dealers in a Vegas hotel room. Simpson claims he was trying to recover items the dealers had stolen from him. Tomorrow he appears in court with hopes that the judge will set bail, but today one of Simpson's old adversaries was in another courtroom in California trying to seize his assets. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
Tomorrow's bail hearing could force O.J. Simpson to reveal lots of details about his personal finances. That's important to court officials in Las Vegas who worry that Simpson is a flight risk. But it's also important to Fred Goldman, an angry father who spent more than a decade trying to get hold of O.J. Simpson's assets.
This is just someone who thinks he can do anything he wants and get away with it. I hope this is the last time he ever gets away with anything.
Goldman told Las Vegas TV station KNXV that Simpson still owes him money for killing his son Ronald 13 years ago. Simpson was acquitted in the double murder trial of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman, but a civil jury later ordered O.J. to pay the Goldmans more than $33 million in a wrongful death lawsuit. The judgment against Simpson remains largely unpaid.
This is not a nice guy. He's a real piece of trash. An arrogant piece of trash, a wife beater, and now you can add armed robbery to his list of things he's done.
When the Goldmans heard about the sports memorabilia in Las Vegas, they were hoping to force O.J. to hand it over, along with his earnings on everything from video games to autograph sales. But today, a judge in Santa Monica, California, said the Goldmans will first have to determine whether Simpson actually owns the items and then give the court a list of what's there. Meanwhile, back in Las Vegas, one of the suspects, Walter Alexander, told CNN's Larry King that he's suspicious, especially since one of the sports memorabilia collectors recorded audio of the angry confrontation and turned it over to the press.
I believe the whole thing was a setup. You see, it was taped. It's very obvious that Thomas Ricci, you know, had intentions to set O.J. up, and that's what happened.
Along the famous casino strip in Las Vegas, O.J.'s legal problems are the talk of the town. Tourist Mark Peretti and Vegas resident Aloysa Hoops were typical of those who cheered when Simpson was arrested.
He can go to prison and stay there and rot. I think he's a murderer, so let him go to prison. If it's for something else, at least he's in prison.
It looked like he broke in, and I think that I'm glad that they arrested him, you know?
Do you think that people are placing odds on O.J. Simpson right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are. Sure they are. This is a betting town.
College students Marcus Haley and Cameron Fears debated the issue while drinking margaritas outside the Paris Hotel and Casino.
So if you were going to bet on it, what would you bet?
That O.J. didn't do it, 100%.
I don't know. I bet against you. I bet he's guilty. He said he was there at the scene, so he's already at the crime scene. So,
once again, Simpson is counting on his lawyers to prevail in the courtroom, but this time his dream team is nowhere in sight.
All I know is he ain't got Johnny Cochran to right now, so he might be in prison for a minute. Johnny Cochran dead, so he can't save him this time.
O.J. Simpson remains in an isolated cell in the Clark County Jail waiting for his arraignment. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Las Vegas.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.